The studies show these patients usually have insurance, often through Medicare or Medicaid. Many of them have serious chronic illnesses, like heart failure or psychiatric problems. Dr. Robert O'Connor is an American College of Emergency Physicians board member.
Despite the widespread belief that these patients can be easily redirected elsewhere in the healthcare system for less expensive care, and that these patients are somehow abusing the system, the reality is much more complicated.
That reality includes new federal penalties for hospitals that have a higher than normal rate of Medicare patients readmitted within 30 days of discharge. Dr. Lee Norman is the chief medical officer at the University of Kansas Hospital.
If we put patients on medications or have them do daily weights or different things to participate in their care and they don't do it, then they come back in again or more often, and we end up getting penalized for that.
Norman says it might be possible to reduce the strain on emergency rooms somewhat by providing low-income uninsured people with a regular site for care. If they can't get follow-up care after their discharge from the emergency department, there's a good chance they'll be back. I'm Brian Thompson.